From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Foundation for Government Accountability is applauding the Trump administration for its commitment to advanced welfare reform designed to move millions of Americans out of dependency and into work. The FGA says the executive order is a clear directive for agencies to review welfare programs and ensure rules and regulations are promoting work, especially for able-bodied adults. It also outlines principles to preserve resources for the truly needy and return flexibility for program implementation to the states. Wenatchee Stemilk Growers announced last week it is partnering with Yakima-based Hansen Fruit Company. Hansen's 2018 cherry and apple crops will be marketed by Stemilk starting in June, along with the rest of Hansen's 2017 apple crop. Stemilk President West Matheson says he's excited about the partnership with the like-minded Hansen family. Stemilk will perform all of Hansen's sales and marketing, along with the fruit packed under Stemilk's marketing programs. Agriculture on the Great Plains in the coming decades may be adversely affected by a shifting of a climate boundary due to global warming. That's according to new research published by Columbia University climate scientist Richard Seeger. AgWeb.com reports the climate boundary runs longitudinally along the 100th meridian and could be shifting eastward. Seeger predicts that large expanses of cropland may fail and have to be converted to western-style grazing land while water supplies become a problem for urban areas. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.